I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Okay, welcome back. Alex Keery, Scott Mitchell. Scott Mitchell is hashtag masked up Utah. You've got the, your style is, you've got like the outdoorsman one, which is like the full on, like.
It's a fishing buff. Is what it's
yeah,
it's,
yeah.
A, it's official.
It goes
name.
Over your. This is a hot day. I know we're inside, but
it goes all the way up over your head.
You
it covers
full,
your ears.
Yeah.
It covers all across your cheeks,
yeah,
your
yeah,
nose.
Yeah.
If you had sunglasses on, you would look like the Invisible Man.
Yeah. So,
and actually,
Scott's wearing actually that full green outfit, you know, that the guy wears. Beat the freeze. That's what you should do. Like I'm wearing a face mask. Wear one of those full like Gumby suits.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
And it's extremely comfortable.
It is. I like it. It's fashionable.
It's actually designed to cool you off.
I have the medical one.
See,
it's not a good look.
Those are so like last March.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Last March.
Get up with the times. Come on.
These are so 3.5 months ago.
Because, you know, March was a long time ago.
You know, I saw a television colleague over the weekend that she worked on TV for a long time, and now she does like a lot of the Jazz production for the TV game for the TV games. So you'll see her with a headset sitting next to Bowler, you know, kind of doing the producing.
Right.
And I saw her over the weekend, and we had just crossed paths. My family's walking in a park, and she's walking the other way, and we're like, "Whoa, we haven't seen each other in a long time." And I said, "Tell me what your life was like during all this." And they were like, "Hey." She is, I think, I don't know if she's like contracted with them or whatever, but she does all this production. And so she gets the call. She calls one of her friends and she's like, "What's going on?" When it was the night of March 11th. Everybody's got like a weird March 11th,
right.
You know, story from this year when Rudy Gobert tested positive and we found out about it and the NBA shut down. And she was like, "I went into the office because I knew we wouldn't be allowed back. And I took all my monitors and all my stuff and all my gear that I knew that they wouldn't let me come back to get for a long time." You know, stuff that she owns, that she's like, "I had to come back and get all my gear because I knew."
So that was pretty savvy on her part.
Right, because she was like, "Something's going on." And
yeah,
if this,
wow.
Because she called, she said, "I text somebody and said, hey, what's going on?" And they said, "What do you think's going on?" Like, they weren't confirming somebody was sick or anything. They were just like, "Look, I'll just tell you this.
It's going on.
Get your stuff from the office because we probably won't be back doing this thing again." And here we are. The good thing is we're back. We're going to be back at the bubble, or we're doing the NBA bubble thing. I can't wait for basketball games to go on. I actually watched some. I've been kind of wanting to boycott baseball, you know, during all this because I thought baseball has been so stupid. But there was this like inter squad match between, or just the Dodgers were playing against each other. And I think there was this ESPN clip of one of the dugout attendants for the Dodgers playing left field. He catches a warning track pop fly. Guy's trying to tag from first to go to second, and he hosed him. He's the clubhouse attendant, And he hosed this guy at second. I mean, you should have seen his catch. I mean, obviously, this guy's played. He had to have played some double, right, triple A or something. He'd been maybe
he's not
got
just
a,
some guy off the street.
Oh, I mean, this guy hosed. They were like, and they call him Chico, and they're like, Chico hosed him from the outfield. You know, it was like this inter squad thing. And I thought, oh man, I'm kind of into that. This kind of got me the liking baseball a little bit. But I'm not going to watch it. I told you, I'm not gonna get caught watching.
You haven't moved me on it.
Baseball's like, not. I mean. Baseball's got a lot to prove before I'm going to get back in as a fan. Scott Mitchell.
I don't care if they prove anything.
Two-minute drill. Will you explain to folks what two-minute drill is?
I'd be happy to. All right, it's late in the game. We've got to hurry down the field and score because we're behind and we got to win the game. Well, on our show, we've got a lot to talk to at the end of the show, and so we don't have a lot of time. So we hurry up, we talk a little bit about a lot of things, and we end the show on a win and go home happy.
So Oakley, purveyors, yes, of fine sunglasses and,
yes,
whatnot. Also, the guys who make the, I think they have the NFL contract for the visors. I think you can, right, get, because they have the visors.
I think there's also an Under Armour one. Or
sure.
Something.
But you see those visors.
I can't have Oakley sunglasses, by the way.
Why not?
Because they're expensive.
They are expensive.
And
you
lose
a lot of
expensive sunglasses.
I got my wife a
cheap
nice.
Cheap ones?
I got my wife
have them forever.
I got my wife a nice pair of Oakley sunglasses 1 year for her birthday. And, you know, I say pinch my pennies for them. And we went boating. She dove straight into the lake, reached on her head and went,
gone.
Sorry, honey.
Yeah.
And I went back to Walmart. Glasses for you, buddy.
Yep. I know. And
that's
I'll never lose the cheap ones.
That's what's funny is you don't lose them.
I've got 12 pairs of
the
cheap
Maui
sunglasses.
There's 1,000 Maui gyms, yeah, at the bottom of the lake that have Scott Mitchell's initials on them. All right. So first off here, Scott, the Oakley Visor Company is also making the mouth visor for the NFL. This looks like some weird Orwellian. Like, we looked at the mock-up of it. Let me pull it back up again. But the mock-up is so ridiculous. Imagine the face shield over the eyes, right? Just a clear shield right there. Imagine the same thing over your mouth, but with, kind of these vertical dashes in it or drilled holes in it. It looks absolutely ridiculous. And then they mocked it up they did, the drawing of it. And it has some holes in this shield that kind of fits around the face mask. And I thought, what are we protecting each other from here? There's no way that's actually helping anybody stay safe during a football game, Scott. Are you buying this Oakley face mask, face shield?
When J.J. Watt said, if they require me to wear this, I'm going to...
He's out.
I'm out. And you know what? I'm with J.J. Watt. if I had to wear this, I would be so claustrophobic.
It looks terrible. Well, they're implying you're wearing the eye visor plus this face mask.
Right.
And that would just be too much stuff going on. I'm such a sweaty dude anyway. That thing would fog up in 2 seconds. I don't care if it has some holes in it.
Yeah, it's an odd thing to have a mask on right now. And when you breathe, it kind of sucks the mask against your face. And this, I just can't imagine all of whatever would end up on the sweat and fog and just the thought of kind of breathing into it. I know there's space underneath you, but that would drive me insane. This would drive me insane.
I wonder what the... again, you're playing the game, you're tackling each other, you're all over each other in the middle of a huddle, and then at the end of the game you can't exchange jerseys or you're wearing this to protect you.
Well, here's the
thing.
Sounds fake. If you're standing there and just in a prone position and not moving and not turning, I mean, you look at those piles when, you know, at the end of a play, a running play, bodies are all over the place, twisted, bent. So you're, it's not, you know, the underside of this mask is exposed. It's like a turtle, you know, as long as you don't get to the belly of the turtle's okay. But once you get to the soft part of it, and it's very easy for that to happen in an NFL game. Guys are getting turned over, twisted, they're sideways. I just don't see how you can consistently think that this is something that's going to prevent people. This is a media ploy. That's all
we say. We say this with our nice little masks on, though. I mean, come on, we're doing it. We're doing our jobs with the masks on, Scott.
Well, no,
I'm not required to get within 10 feet of you anyway. But
right, I mean, it's one thing to put a mask on, and that's a good thing. But this is not. I don't see this as a mask that's really going to,
right,
you know, have any significant benefit.
For Scott Mitchell, I'm Alex Keery. Thanks for hanging out with us today. Scott, you have fun today on the show?
Today was fabulous.
Fabulous. So
fabulous.
Much fun. We'll be back again tomorrow for another edition of KSL's Unrivaled. For Scott, I'm Alex. We'll see you then, everybody.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now, too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.